As soon as Molly was old enough to write, she was taught the art of writing thank you notes. Following each birthday and Christmas, we would make a list of the gifts she had received, along with who gave her the gift. I would write a thank you note template, and she would then spend the next few days writing her thank you notes, a practice now modified since she is older that we still carry out. You see, this is an important practice and tradition in our household. Both Daniel and I were raised to properly thank those who had given us gifts. I remember after our wedding being overwhelmed with the amount that needed to be written, but also overwhelmed by those who had gifted us with items to help us to begin our life together. Because I was raised by a Southern woman, I will say to this day, if I wait more than 2 weeks to complete a thank you note, I feel immediate shame. Today's gospel reading is a story of deep gratitude that many of you have heard before. 10 men who were very sick with the skin disease leprosy and are all called lepers approached Jesus. In Jesus' time, leprosy was an incurable disease that could affect one's nerves, skin, and eyes, and lead to the loss of body parts. These men had to be desperate. Beyond the physical pain, there was an incredible social stigma as well. The alienation and isolation these men would have felt must have been overwhelming. These men would have lived alone away from family, friends, and community, and others would have feared coming in contact with them rather than risk the chance that they would get the disease as well. No one would talk to them. They were shunned, living on the street, abandoned by their families. So perhaps, these men thought, approaching Jesus was their last chance for healing. Perhaps they had heard who Jesus was and of some of his miracles. Maybe, they thought, he can heal us as well. So they approached Jesus, but only from a distance, and they asked Jesus to heal them. Jesus shows grace, tells them to go, show themselves to the priest, and they will be made clean. And so off they go. Now here's where the story shakes itself up. One of these men sees that they are clean as they are walking, and has the courage to turn around and return to Jesus with gratitude. This is a person that has been shunned and outcast, probably bullied, but in this moment is so overcome with gratitude, they find the courage to approach Jesus and thank him. Jesus notices this and sends the man on his way, saying his faith has made him well. When Daniel and I were newly married, we were in Raleigh for his brother's wedding. We had been married a little over 3 months, had 6 jobs between the two of us, and were still in seminary. Money was very tight. The night before the wedding, I was driving to a bridal shower for my new sister-in-law. I got pulled over because my license tag had expired, and I got a $100 ticket. We did not have extra money, and I showed up to the bridal shower hysterical. I quickly told my story to my sister-in-law and excused myself to another room to call Daniel and to try and calm down, which I eventually did. Shortly after rejoining the party, the host, whom I had never met before, handed me a $100 bill. She said, "Enjoy the party. I can do this. Enjoy." I did not know this person. I met her just a few minutes before when I arrived at her home. But the kindness and generosity she showed me has marked me still. The relief I was given was immediate, and my gratitude for her generosity still holds strong to this day. When we recognize generosity that has been given to us, it can lead us to do funny things. We may jump for joy. We may cry. We may write a note or scream. Generosity is contagious, and we want to let someone know of the kindness we've been shown. We cannot keep it to ourselves. We want to share our gratitude for the generosity with which we've been given. I have a friend that started a gratitude project with her family. Every day for over a year, they would use Post-it notes to write down something each day for which they were grateful. They would put these Post-it notes on the wall of their family room, a place they saw every single day. It could be something simple. I'm grateful for a warm shower. I'm grateful for yummy food. I'm grateful for our dog. But some days it was, I'm grateful for a good doctor's visit. I'm grateful for helpful nurses as she dealt with her aging parents' health. She would remark how much this project changed their mindset as a family. They focused on the positive in life. They did not dwell on the negative. There was too much goodness happening around them for which to be grateful. Now, I think most of you all know it is stewardship season here at River Road. And if I were to write this congregation a thank you note for the past year, I would write to say thank you for the generous gifts you all have given, making the youth ministry possible. Because of your gifts this year, we have a thriving youth program with 50 plus active teenagers. We are able to do fun fellowship activities with enough resources. We were able to charter a bus for camp, ensuring adults and students arrived and returned rested and focused. We offered a mission trip experience that stretched all of us in good ways and grew us closer to God and to each other. I am able to provide curriculum that is challenging and faith-centered so that many youth may grow in their faith and relationship with God. We offer intergenerational experiences that allow youth to feel seen and to be part of the larger faith community. Because of all of this, youth are beginning to invite their friends to Bible study and fellowship events. These are really wonderful things, and it's my hope to see even more happen in the future. Because of your generous giving, it is my hope that we might renovate the youth area, creating a space that is more inviting and where youth want to be. Why does this matter? Well, a month ago on Celebration Sunday, we ran out of seats in the gathering area of the youth room. 44 youth showed up for Sunday school. It was beautiful. Sunday night youth group has been averaging almost 40 in the new year. I want us to create a welcoming space that has rooms for games, teaching, fellowship, and discipleship. In the coming year, with your generous gifts, I hope that we can continue to offer affordable opportunities that encourage faith formation that is lasting through study and experiences. I also hope that we can explore more resources to give to parents so that they feel supported in this parenting journey. In the same manner, I hope to be able to attend a conference or two so that I can stay up to date on what resources are out there for youth ministers. What trends, curriculum, and more do I need to be aware of? Just as our youth group grows, we as their parents need to grow, and I as their leader need to grow. Your generous giving is one that leaves me with much gratitude. My hope is that you see the results of your generous giving alive and well within this congregation. And my hope is that you feel encouraged by the good and wonderful things that are going on within the life of this congregation. I believe we are called to live with a spirit of gratitude for the goodness in our lives. Like the experience of my friend with her Post-it notes, living a life of gratitude, I believe, changes us. In 2008, a young Australian woman, Haley Bartholomew, found that she wasn't enjoying life. She described herself as feeling lost and stuck, as if she was on a treadmill. She was married to a man she loved and had beautiful children who held her heart. So why was she feeling so down about her life? Haley sought the counsel of a nun who advised her to spend every day reflecting on something for which she was grateful. So Haley began a project called 365 Grateful. Every day, she took a photo of something for which she was grateful. And it changed her life, for it allowed her to see the things she had never noticed. Haley had always thought of her husband as unromantic. One day, she took a picture of him serving dinner, the thing for which she was grateful that day. And she noticed for the first time that the largest portion of pie was placed on her plate. She realized the largest portion was always placed on her plate, and that was the one small way her husband showed he cared for her. Haley had found mothering to be a boring job, but as she took photos of her children holding out their hands to her, playing and exploring, she discovered how much joy and wonder there was in their world. Through the art of gratitude, Haley found herself lifted out of her rut and celebrating her life. How do we begin to pay attention to the details of our lives? How do we allow those little things to fill us up with gratitude? If we begin to notice the minutiae of the day, the tasks that feel like chores, the little things that make us mumble under our breath, what if we began to view these in a different light? What would it lead you to do? Would you see the minutiae in a different light? Would you be thankful for it? What would it lead you to do? I think it would cause us to become so thankful and overcome with gratitude that, like the leper from our story, we can't help but return to Jesus and say thank you. I believe that our gratitude should lead us to action. It should lead us to be generous. It may be that generosity is the spiritual discipline of gratitude. When we share from our gratitude, we give so that others have enough food, water, clothing, medical care, and more. And the list will go on and on. But our gratefulness should lead us to do something just as it did for the leper. As scholar Kimberly Brackenlong puts it, when Christians practice gratitude, they come to worship not just to get something out of it, but to give thanks and praise to God. Stewardship is transformed from fundraising to the glad gratitude of joyful givers. The mission of the church changes from ethical duty to the work of grateful hands and hearts. Prayer includes not only our intercessions and supplications, but also our thanksgiving for the table. Our gratitude should lead us to respond in such a way that we are overcome at the feet of Jesus. So today, I ask, what are you so deeply grateful for that you will run to the feet of Jesus and say thank you? May it be enough that leads you to the feet with profound gratefulness over the gifts God has given us. We have been so blessed at River Road Church. May we each return to God through generous hearts, generous giving, and glad spirits of gratitude. May we have a heart full of grateful for all that we have been given. Amen.